Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with a Big Brother exit interview for you today. We're going to be talking with the latest player voted out of the Big Brother house. That would be Nicole Leog. She was voted out of the house by a vote of 9-1 on Thursday night. We had a full recap of the eviction show here on Rob Has a Podcast. In just a moment, you'll hear my interview where Taryn Armstrong and I got the chance to talk to Nicole. Unfortunately, these exit interviews are pretty quick, but we do have the video up for you as well on our YouTube channel over at robhasawebsite.com if you want to watch this exit interview here with Nicole, Taryn, and myself. So here is our exit interview with Nicole. Hey, Nicole, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you doing all these interviews today. I guess I want to just open up and talk a little bit more about Taylor, if that's okay with you. That your feelings about Taylor, they seem to have certainly evolved from the time that you were in the house to now, which I think is a good thing. Besides being evicted, what happened to change your opinions so much in the last 24 hours?
As far as what?
It seems like that your opinion seemed to not necessarily reflect the Nicole that we've seen for the last couple of weeks in the house towards your attitudes towards Taylor and how she was treated in the house.
I feel like I wanted to make sure that she understood that she never did me wrong. She never said anything wrong to me. She never bullied me. I wanted to make sure that I met her with a lot of love and kindness before I left, because I knew I was going home and I didn't want to leave with her thinking that I hated her or that she did something to me.
Yeah, so basically what we saw at the beginning of the season was that Taylor's kind of immediately met with this sort of like unfair label of somebody that was aggressive and that would pop off if she was nominated, which was one of the primary reasons that was sort of used to get her on the block in the first place. Mm-hmm. And of course, despite this, like Taylor never really had anything but good things to say about all of her fellow house guests. And was trying her best to find like the fault within herself that was like causing everyone to treat her so poorly. And you didn't really have much of an issue with her at first, but it did seem like over time, as other people started to realize, hey, maybe she's actually not that bad. You and Daniel kind of became the flag bearers of the Taylor sort of hate in the house, it seemed. And there was a lot of active like misinterpretation of things that Taylor was saying or doing that happened. And of course, one of the biggest ones was the thing that led to the blow up with Daniel and yourself. After Turner said, that he felt like Taylor was being bullied in the house, it felt like there was sort of an opportunity there for people to kind of reflect and look at what was happening. It didn't quite seem like you were there yet in terms of understanding that maybe you were a part of it. When did you really start to see that?
Well, I can't say when, but I can say that I didn't think I was part of the problem at first. I thought that I was strategically playing to put somebody who was a bigger threat than me as my shield in the game. And I wanted to use that as strategy to prove to my alliance that I was willing to sit next to her and make this big game move to advance my game further. When I started realizing that things were going in a more negative direction, I started redirecting, how I was approaching her and how I was, and the things that were coming out of my mouth and really thinking about what she never did to me. And I realized that she has never bullied me. She has never treated me with disrespect. And I knew that towards the end of me and my time in the Big Brother house, that I needed to talk to her about those things and really approach it in a way of, you know, I'm not here to continue in this game with any negative or ill will towards her.
Nicole, you and Daniel had said that you didn't think that Taylor was a good person. What had happened to make you both feel that way?
I'm gathering from the interviews that I have had today that all occurred on the day that this blow up of sorts happened. And I haven't been able to watch any of that back. I know that I definitely overreacted to something that was said to me by her, and what I heard was completely different than now what I'm hearing that she actually said, or that other people are viewing that she said. And I really want to be able to watch that back and be able to discuss that with her, because I was going through my own battle of emotions. You know, it had a lot to do with my mom being homesick, and I thought that my mom was dead. So for me, you know, it also hurts, because the last thing I want is for somebody to feel that horrible when I'm now finding out that she's in another room praying for me. So, you know, it's tough to chew.
Had you gotten information about your mom at that moment?
No, that's the worst part of all of it, is that the confusion of, you know, the Big Brother house, there's two diary rooms, and the one upstairs is meant for something, and then the one downstairs is meant for something else. And I was called to the one upstairs, and then as I'm walking up there and getting to that door, I'm told to now go downstairs to that diary room. And I thought that I was walking into a room with an envelope sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
And then questions started coming, you know, my way about Taylor and things that she's doing and things that she's doing to me. And in that moment, I felt like I felt like I was being put in a corner, and everything just kind of came to a head. And because of the nature of Big Brother and how times roll and they need to get the next house guest in and interview, they asked me to leave the diary room, maybe go find a place in the house and collect my thoughts. And it all came out the way it did.
You mentioned in the house that you like it when, you know, one of the things you like about Big Brother is that people are kind of held accountable for the things that they do and say in the house. Yes. What does it mean to you to be held accountable and to take responsibility for the things that were said in the house?
I'm happy that I'm here today to be able to do that. I'm here that I can answer questions, and to the best of obviously my ability and knowledge of what I can remember, you know, I think that the house guests who are left in the house, the remaining house guests who are there, they belong there. I am excited to see what happens and what unfolds, but I'm happy that I'm able to address what has occurred already, and that I can speak and that I can watch and reflect. And then also just hope that when Taylor gets out, that we can sit together and really dive in and figure out where things went wrong with her and I.
Okay. Nicole, I know you have to run. We do appreciate you doing these interviews. So thank you very much for that, and take care, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a good one.
Bye. All right, there you have it. Nicole talking some a Big Brother with us as she has been eliminated from the game. For everything else, Big Brother, of course, make sure you subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed, robinswebsite.com/BB24. I was also live with Taryn Armstrong this afternoon to take questions from the patrons of Rob at the Podcast on our weekly BB Q&A. We do that every Friday afternoon. If you want to hear this week's episode or join in live for the next one, become a patron of Rob at the Podcast, robinswebsite.com/patron, where you get access to our exclusive patron podcast feed, all the live events we do for Big Brother, and much more, all at robinswebsite.com/patron. Thanks so much for listening to The Exit Interview. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.